I'm Lynn Neary. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. Michelle Martin is out sick today. Coming up, how the drug war in Mexico and immigration enforcement in the U.S. weakens ties between immigrants and their homeland. But first, New York Governor David Paterson is taking more heat over allegations that he abused the power of his office. The scandal erupted last week when the New York Times reported that Governor Paterson had personally intervened to help a senior aide after a woman accused him of assault. Today, the New York Times reports that Paterson directed two state employees to get in touch with the woman and ask her to retreat from her accusations. Governor Paterson has said repeatedly that he did not abuse his office and says he will keep doing his job. Joining me now is NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Welcome to the program, Ken.
Hi, Lynn.
So how serious is this report in the New York Times today, and how will it affect Governor Paterson?
It's very serious, and of course, he's been in trouble almost since day one. I mean, he took over in March of 2008 when his predecessor, Elliot Spitzer, resigned because of a prostitution scandal. That almost seems like you know, a day at the park compared to what David Paterson faces. If the New York Times report is true and that State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo is investigating this, but if it's true that he instructed two aides to contact this woman to recant her claim of violence by Paterson's top aide, David Johnson, then that amounts to witness tampering. Andrew Cuomo, the State Attorney General, is investigating that, but if it's proven, I suspect that there will be calls for Paterson's impeachment. Now, David Paterson says, I'm not resigning. This is mass hysteria. I have work to do. The budget needs to be passed in 4 weeks, and I'm working on the budget. But he's not even making any headway with lawmakers on the budget.
How can he govern under these circumstances?
That's exactly it. He's had a poor relationship with state lawmakers for the longest time anyway, and that's been going on for more than a year. And for him to be able to govern and pass a budget while fending off these accusations about witness tampering, that seems a lot for him.
And this investigation, as you said, is being led by New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo, who, of course, is believed to be a likely candidate for governor. That makes for a kind of awkward situation, doesn't it?
It's very awkward. I mean, it's just because Cuomo was planning to challenge Paterson from day one. Now, of course, Cuomo was very smart in all this. He has never talked about his political ambitions. He said, the only thing I'm here to do is to be the best attorney general I can. And he's never publicly talked about running against David Paterson. But everybody knows that that was in the cards. And Paterson knew it, too. That's why it was so interesting that it was David Paterson who asked Andrew Cuomo to do this investigation.
And Governor Paterson literally stood up in public and basically swore that he's never abused his office. What do you make of that?
It reminded a lot of people of Richard Nixon's I Am Not a Crook. It seemed a little dramatic. But look, I think there's a feeling that David Paterson is a good guy and is not, you know, morally in trouble here, but the fact is he is very loyal to David Johnson, his top aide, and he's going to basically, if he has covered up what David Johnson has done or accused of doing, and for the record, David Johnson, his top aide, has a history of violence, accusations of violence against women in the past. So the governor's obviously known this for a long time. He's obviously tolerated it. And again, if he has abused his office in a way to protect David Johnson, then calls for impeachment and ultimate resignation will increase.
Blinded by loyalty? Is this a case of being blinded by loyalty to
a
friend?
Well, you know, of course, you don't want to say blinded with David Paterson because he is legally blind, and I'm not making a joke of that. But there is there's a certain part of David Paterson that is loyal to a fault. And, of course, there's a lot of loyalty among African-American lawmakers in New York who say that you know, there's this race behind it, that he's held to a double standard, that he shouldn't resign before the accusations can be proven. But it's getting very ugly, and it's getting very ugly very quickly.
NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin, thanks so much for being with us, Ken.
Thank you, Lynn.